Now, the text for this morning, please turn to Romans chapter 13. A very sobering passage, very timely. To awake, by God's grace, some who are slumbering in the sleep of death, thinking that they are going to be here forever, living as though nothing will ever happen to them. I say, know the time, awake. Out of your sleep of death. Romans 13:11. Those of you who have your red pen, underline and mark those precious verses. And that knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering, wantonness, not in strife and envying, but putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. These are words from the Lord Himself for us today. 29th anniversary. We feel good. We came about 40 people, 50 people. Today we are so many. And we rejoice in numbers. I say, dear friends, do not rejoice in numbers. Numbers are nothing. Rejoice if you have been forgiven your sins and brought into the kingdom of God. Rejoice if there are others who, because of you, have repented and turned to righteousness. These are the real things that we should rejoice in, not just in the figure of 29, and next year even better, 30th. We're going to have a big, big real celebration. Feel good? And my friends, we are all appointed to one or the other. This morning when you woke up, did you first thing look at the time? This is the Lord's day. What am I doing about it? On earth, we are all time bound. You cannot escape it because we are in this planet, which is rotating and revolving, and you know the time will pass. Do you know the time? What time is it in your life? If you're a teenager, you're morning. If you're like me, you're evening, last hour, coming very soon. Do you know the time? But don't start to be proud. Say, I'm just young. I have the whole day of my life ahead of me. You never know. You just don't know. When the Lord of time calls, you got to answer. Nobody can say, hey, wait a minute. I was in Sydney preparing to come home many years ago. And suddenly I saw a man jump out of his seat. He had been slumbering and he rubbed his eyes and he looked at the big departure board looking for his flight. And suddenly he saw that the flight had departed. Cannot be, this cannot be. He jumped up and down. He had missed his flight. My friends, the greatest event is not that departure of that flight to Los Angeles or whatever place he was going to. I say, dear friends, when the Lord comes, there will be an event that shakes the whole earth. All of us will have to face either judgment or salvation. Read this verse. Please see. Know the time. Now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. This is good news to believers. If you're a believer, if you have been baptized and publicly confessed and living for the Lord Jesus, walking with Him, rejoice. When the time comes, when your salvation will be revealed, you will not regret it, dear friends. Know the time. We do not know the time. But we know it is near, it is soon. So I just say, dear friends, you cannot run away from this Know the time because it is appointed time. Appointed upon you. Whether you like it or not, it does make no difference. So you ask yourself, are you appointed unto judgment? You ever been to a law court? It's not an enjoyable event, I can assure you. Yes, we were forced to go. You know that last year. And you go there, you don't smile in court at all. You just sit there very expectant, wondering what will happen. On that day of the judgment appointed, what will you say to the judge? Dear friends, you are in either one of these two appointments. You cannot escape it. Please understand, why you say? Simply because you came into the earth without your consent, you know. Please understand. And you're going to face that also without your consent. Make your choice. Know the time. It is appointed unto all men once to die. I want you to turn to this passage, only two parts of the Bible today. The second part is Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27. And again, I remind you, if you have not bought your red marking pen, please do so. It may mean life and death to you, you know. Yes, you mark the Bible. And when you see that verse, you are going to wake up. That's what we need to do today. Wake up. Don't go on slumbering, joining the crowd, doing what is that comes naturally. Because everybody is doing it, you do it. Verse 27 of Hebrews 9. And you will never forget this verse. I've learned this 50 years ago and never forget it. You like to read this with me so that you'll not forget it? Hebrews 9:27, everybody. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this judgment, here it is. Look at the board. It is appointed unto men. You know what is the appointment? That man in Sydney who missed his flight was appointed to meet with the aeroplane to take him to Los Angeles. Appointment. There is a time there. There is a time fixed for every event on earth. And you cannot run away from that either judgment or salvation. If you're not in judgment, you're in salvation. If not in salvation, you're in judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, hey, don't you ever think death ends it all. It does not, please. You're not a fly, huh? Or a dog or a cat. For them, death ends it all. That's it. For you, different. Why? Because when God made you, He breathed into you. You have a soul, and that soul is accountable. We are moral beings. And God one day will take you to judgment. If you don't believe it, that day will dawn on you. On that day you say, too bad. I said, don't wait till that day. Know the time. Now is the day of salvation. I'm so happy with all our friends who came this morning to publicly confess Jesus Christ. I said, the time to do is not then. I dare say, and I assure you, on that day of judgment, many of those who face the judge will say, please give me a second chance. I want to believe in Jesus Christ now. Answer is, not now. Know the time. Salvation is offered to you today. Now is the day of salvation. Behold, this is the accepted time, not then. Well, on that day, it is judgment. Oh, my friends, as it is appointed unto men once to die, and don't you think that death is very far away? I say death is only a breath away. You agree? When you stop breathing, you finish. Yeah. So, dear friends, which one are you? Judgment? Judgment is no fun, I can tell you that. Because you have no place to run to, no place to escape. Don't say death ends it all. Because I was swallowed by a shark, therefore it's end. No, the word of God in Revelation chapter 20 says, even the sea will give up those who are swallowed by sharks or drowned and just perished, like a poor man who fell off the racing boat yesterday. Death, you will surrender up. Even the graves, even those who are burned into ashes, they will all come back. When the Lord Creator calls, there is no one who can refuse, because He is the Lord of creation. And you've got to stand there for judgment. I said, don't, friends. It's not funny and it's not pleasant, because there is only one judgment on that day. And all will go to the place of everlasting punishment in the lake of fire to be burned forever and ever. You say, well, how can it be? I can't believe it. That God is a God of love and then He can send me to hell. I say, God is the God of love who offers you salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord now. Now is the accepted time, not then. So know the time, dear friends. Salvation. What is salvation? Look at Romans 13, verse 11. Now knowing the time, verse 11, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ on that day, it will be greatest joy, victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. On that day, you say, thank God for sending the evangelist. Thank God somebody brought me to Sunday school. Thank God for this church where I heard the gospel. I heard the good news that Jesus can save me out of everlasting punishment and perdition. On that day, you say, no regrets. Today, so many deterrents, detractions, discouragements, is that right? That's why we come late to service. If you look for no other time, this morning, what time do you wake up? And then what time do you prepare to come to church? No other time. My habit is always to time myself to arrive here half an hour before the starting time. At least. Why do you plan to come on the dot of the time, or asking God, let me have a discount of time? I want to come 10 minutes late. Why? Know the time. The time is given for you today to live for the Lord. How do you live for the Lord? Tell me, what are you doing for the Lord? Now read on. It's high time. In other words, it's all overdue already to awake out of sleep. Don't keep on sleeping the sleep of death. And pretend that all is well when all is not well. When your spiritual life is almost zero, and you're just going with the world and coming to church as a pretense, don't do it. On that day of judgment, you'll be shown and found out. Now is our salvation. Here, everyone who has the name of Christian, name after the Christ, our Savior, I say, wake up. Wake up from your sleep of death, because it's perilous. Sleep of death is those who are not mindful of the realities of this world. And all you want is live like the rest. You know, things today are so different from 50 years ago when we started the ministry in Life Church, Prinsep Street, 1950. Very, very different. Those days, those who are caught as a gay go to prison. Today, they come up and say, wonderful to be a gay. There are things that have changed, totally changed. One of the professors in my university came to examine. When I went to London, he had committed suicide. Why? Because he's found out to be a gay. And at that time, the Wolfenden Committee had not done his research yet. When he came out, he says, consenting gays, no crime. If that professor had lived just a few years later, he would not needed to have committed suicide. Things have changed. Today, people call it gay pride. Instead of being shamed, they call it pride to be a gay. Things are different. Now to commit sin and crime, it seems to be good. Read the newspapers, what is happening in Kuala Lumpur. Things are different, dear friends. Wake up, know the time. You are appointed to judgment or to salvation. Read on now. I say Romans 13:11 is so good. It's just a warning to those who are slumbering, pretending that all is well. As long as I can go to sleep at night, I think it's all right. I say it is not all right. Wake up from the sleep of death and know that our salvation is nearer than when we believe. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, the day when you shall walk in newness of life, and the day when the Lord Jesus will come in with his reward for you. Jesus says from heaven, behold, I come quickly. You believe that? Oh, there are some people say, I believe the Lord will come. Yes, 10 million years from now. Wow, that kind of faith is very special faith. My friends, wake up to reality. To believe that Jesus is coming is, I believe he can come any day. Any day. And I must know the time to be ready any time he comes. Don't, when he comes, catch me in a place of ill repute, doing something I regret forever and ever. Don't. We must awake. Because our salvation is at hand. The Lord is preparing to come with a reward and says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to you. But you be faithful. Wake out of sleep of death and walk in the light. Verse 12, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Whatever you are doing, you know. God knows. I don't know. But I care. Do you care? Do you care for your soul? Oh, my friends, don't just pretend that all is well. Don't stop. Let's stop playing pretending games. Put on the armor of light. What is that? Oh, dear friends, you cannot fight the battles of the Lord against the evil one, the adversary, by lifting weights and taking health foods, you know. That's what people are so concerned with, health foods. Oh, antioxidants and these organic food is so good. I'm going to live forever and ever. I say you become a more healthy sinner, that's all. My friends, wake up, put on the armor of light. Verse 13, walk honestly, be honest to yourself. You know, God knows, I don't know. As in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness. Not necessarily that you are rioting, but spiritually, you are just causing chaos in your own life, rioting, and joining others who are doing the same thing, together rioting, making a mess of your own life. What for? Until it's too late? Too late. Not in chambering and wantonness. What is chambering? Chambering is doing the things behind locked doors. It's awful, it's awful, dear friends. Don't say, well, nobody knows. I say, you know. And that's right. God knows. Not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Don't make preparations in order to sin in the flesh. You know the sins of the flesh. There are so many, you know. Name them, you know them. You feel like doing it, you do it. In my time of college days, they say, doing what comes naturally. You feel like doing too. Don't worry, it's natural. Nothing like being natural, right? I say, the natural man careth not for the things of God. Be a spiritual man, not a natural man. And don't do the things that come naturally, but do the things that come spiritually. Pray that God will change your value systems, please, today. We will conclude. I know the time is late. Today we special day. It only happens once in 29 years. So the night is far spent, dear friends. please, every day pray. You say, I don't know how to pray. I tell you a prayer you ought to make. Pray, God, please help me to know how to pray. And you will pray. Yes. If you cry from your heart earnestly, honestly and sincerely, you think God will not help you? You try that. I assure you, God is going to change your prayer life. And then you're going to live a clean and honest life. What for? For Him and for yourself. For you are bought with a price. Your body, your soul are not your own, but God has brought them back to Himself by paying the price of blood for you. Know the time, therefore, that I am a believer. I know the time for me, a believer, is Jesus is coming back for me. He who died on Calvary, rose from the dead for me, and left me that message, go and be my witness. He's coming back. What do you say to that? How do you live your life? Reassess your life. Look into your life, yourself. Ask yourself honestly and pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, please show me my life. Give me a video of my life and let me see it. God help us to know the time the Lord is coming. And all the signs are so many, so plentiful. What can you do? I said to all our dear friends who have just been admitted to the church and to the rest of you, there is so much we can do for the Lord. So much you can do. Pray that God will give you a new value system to know that this is Lord's day. This Lord's day is such a wonderful day, a happy day. And it does not end at 1 p.m., you know. Please understand. A day is 24 hours. Please understand. And it doesn't change. On Sunday, it doesn't become a 12-hour day or 6-hour day. Today, the holy day of the Lord's Day is called part of the long weekend. We want to have a long weekend so that I can go away and do all the things I wanted to do, which I could not do. Enjoy myself. It's too late. It's later than you think. I said, dear friends, wake up. Wake up from the sleep of death. Don't pretend that all is well. So I say, know the time. Know the time. Because the Lord's day is the Lord's day. Don't steal it from Him. Tonight, come and encourage our brother Pang Kok Hiong, leaving Singapore for an unknown place called Saipan. During these 15 years, has made hundreds of trips for the gospel in order that some Chinese countrymen can hear the word of God and drink in the word of life and be saved out of hellfire into eternal life. Come and hear something of what you can do. Instead of saying, well, I have an important event. I have the family dinner. I know you have family dinner, as though you cannot eat family dinner after 7:30. After that time, your stomach doesn't go away. Yeah. So let us all be realistic and be serious to consider we are God's people. Know the time. And there is salvation coming. When the Lord comes, you will not regret it. You will not regret on that day that I came to church twice on Sunday. Will you? Please consider. I said this so many times. Every time I think, surely tonight there'll be more people. When I come to Sunset Gospel, every time I meet the same kind of non-response. This is a kind of apathy, couldn't care less attitude that pervades in this church. How can it be? Know the time. The time is now. In order to serve the Lord is now. So we end with this. Verse 14 to all of us here. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh. Yes, don't say tonight I have important television series. I have an important appointment with a friend. We must go out somewhere. I must go and visit the Singapore Flyer. I must do this, do that, do so many things. I can't do on a weekday. I must do today. I said, is that right? Know the time, dear friends. And make not provision to enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself because it's later than you think. It is later than you think. But the time is to live for the Lord. Live for the Lord. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be like Him. Serve him while you can. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, may thou speak to us out of thy holy word, that we who name the name of Christ, who have received salvation free of charge by grace, will not spend our salvation in any way we like. To know that the day is at hand. Help us to know the time. To know that the time to serve the Lord is now. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.